This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the value method to ask for the feedback you actually need from your manager. A five-step system for getting feedback that genuinely moves your career forward. In short, this article teaches the value method, a single five-step framework that helps you ask your manager for specific, actionable feedback instead of vague reassurance. How to prepare your value and accomplishments before the conversation. How to listen and understand your manager's perspective before presenting yours. How to close the conversation with a clear, collaborative next step. Definition: the value method feedback framework is a five-step career conversation structure covering value, accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. It gives you a clear system for requesting targeted, useful feedback from your manager rather than waiting for generic performance summaries. I once watched a talented young woman walk into her manager's office full of good intentions. She wanted to grow. She wanted honest feedback. She sat down, smiled, and said, "I just wanted to check in and see how you think I'm doing." Her manager smiled back and said, "You're doing great." She walked out with nothing she could actually use. That is not a failure of courage. It is a failure of structure. The value method feedback framework exists precisely for moments like that one. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce this method as part of Chapter 7, which covers career advancing conversations. Most people treat asking for feedback as an informal check-in. The value method turns it into a purposeful, productive conversation that actually moves your career forward. In this article, you will learn the five steps of the value method and how to apply each one in a real feedback conversation with your manager. If you also want to build skill on the other side of the table, how to give feedback to your manager without damaging the relationship is worth reading alongside this one. Why structure matters more than you think when asking for feedback. Most people believe asking for feedback is a natural skill. They assume a good relationship with their manager is enough. It is not. Under pressure, without structure, people default to vague questions and polite deflections on both sides. Having a clear framework for feedback conversations makes the difference in these specific moments. When you've just completed a major project and want honest input before moving to the next one, not a month later in a formal review. When you sense that your manager has concerns about your work, but has not raised them directly, and you want to create a safe opening for that honest conversation. When you've been passed over for a promotion or opportunity and need to understand exactly what needs to change, not a general sense that you should keep developing. When your feedback conversations have consistently produced vague praise and you want to redirect them towards something genuinely useful. When you're preparing for a high-stakes performance review and want to shape the conversation rather than simply respond to it. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. The value method. A five-step framework for asking your manager for feedback. The value method is a five-step career conversation framework I introduce in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time. It was designed for high-stakes career conversations, including salary negotiations and promotion requests, but it applies with equal force to feedback conversations, because the same principle underlies both. You need to enter the conversation prepared, listen before you speak, and collaborate toward a useful outcome. Each letter stands for a step. Together, they form a complete system. What it is designed for. The value method is designed for structured, intentional feedback conversations with your manager. It works best when you want specific, actionable input rather than a general assessment. How it works. Number 1. The value. Start by clarifying your unique value to the team and organization before you ask a single question. This is internal preparation, not a speech you deliver. You need to know what you bring so that you can frame your questions around specific contributions. Example in practice. Before the meeting, you write down 2 or 3 things you do that genuinely serve the team's goals, not just tasks you complete. Number 2. A. Accomplishments. Prove your contributions with quantified, specific examples rather than general claims. This prepares you to direct the feedback conversation toward concrete moments your manager can actually recall and assess. Example in practice. I led the client onboarding process for Q3, which reduced their average setup time from 12 days to 7. Number 3. L. Listen. Once you have asked your question, stop talking. Your manager's response, including what they hesitate over, is your most valuable data. Resist the urge to fill silence or defend yourself before they have finished. Example in practice. You ask, what is the one area where I could have more impact? And then you wait, fully, without adding anything until they're done. Number 4. You. Understand. Before you present your own perspective, acknowledge theirs. This is the step most people skip entirely, and it is the most important one. When your manager feels heard, they become a partner in your development rather than a judge delivering a verdict. Example in practice. That makes sense. I can see why the presentation timing created that impression for the team. Number 5. E. Engage. Close the conversation by collaborating toward a specific next step. Do not leave with a general sense of what to improve. Leave with a clear agreement what you will do, by when, and how you will revisit it. Example in practice. Based on what you said, I'd like to focus on my project planning over the next 2 months. Can we schedule a 15-minute check-in to see how I'm tracking? When to use it? Use the value method when you want a structured, purposeful feedback conversation rather than a casual check-in. It is most powerful immediately after a significant piece of work, during a one-on-one meeting, or when you're preparing for a performance review cycle. When not to use it? This framework is not suited for quick, informal feedback moments in a hallway or at the end of a meeting. It requires preparation time and a dedicated conversation. If you have fewer than 15 minutes and no privacy, save it for a proper setting. A quick example in practice. Sarah has just finished leading a cross-functional project. Before her one-on-one, she prepares her value and her accomplishments. She opens with, I wanted to use some of our time today to ask for your honest input on the project I just wrapped up. The team delivered on time and under budget. And I'd love to understand where you think I showed the most impact and where you think I left something on the table. She then listens without interrupting. When her manager mentions that her stakeholder communication felt reactive rather than proactive, Sarah says, I hear that. I can see how that landed. Then she asks, what would proactive communication have looked like in that situation? They agree that she will draft a stakeholder update template before the next project begins. Eamon's take. The value method works because it puts you in the driver's seat of your own development without putting your manager on the defensive. I have seen it change careers. The full framework is covered in detail in Say It Right Every Time. Supporting your feedback conversation with the SBI method. The value method structures how you ask for and receive feedback, but you also need a framework for understanding the feedback once it arrives. The SBI method, which I cover in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, gives you that tool. What it is designed for. SBI stands for Situation, Behavior, and Impact. It is primarily a tool for giving feedback clearly and without personal judgment, but it also teaches you how to ask for specific feedback in the same three-part structure. How it works. Number 1. S. Situation. Identify the specific context you want feedback on. Vague feedback requests produce vague answers. Naming the situation focuses the conversation. Example in practice. I'd like to talk about the leadership team presentation last Tuesday. Number 2. B. Behavior. Ask about specific, observable behaviours rather than general impressions. This keeps the feedback grounded in what actually happened rather than how your manager feels about you in general. Example in practice. I'd love your read on how I handled the queue and a section. What did you notice about how I responded to the CFO's questions? Number 3. I. Impact. Ask about the impact your behaviour had on the room, the project, or the team. This is where vague feedback becomes useful. Example in practice. What effect do you think my approach had on the team's confidence in the plan? When to use it? Use SBI to sharpen specific feedback requests within the broader value conversation. It is particularly useful when your manager's feedback has been vague in the past and you need to redirect toward concrete examples. If giving feedback to peers or direct reports, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it shows you how to apply SBI in that direction. When not to use it. Do not use SBI to interrogate your manager's opinion of you generally. It works for specific situations, not for broad performance assessments. A quick example in practice. Marcus is in his one-on-one and has just asked his manager for feedback on a recent client call. Instead of leaving it at what did you think, he uses SBI to focus the request. During the call on Thursday, when the client pushed back on the timeline, I want to understand how my response landed. What did you observe, and what effect do you think it had on the client's confidence in us? His manager gives him a specific, useful answer because the question was specific. Eamon's take. The SBI method is equally powerful for giving and receiving feedback. When you ask in this structure, you model the kind of clear, direct communication you want to receive in return. For more on using SBI to give feedback with a new team, see how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. Turning feedback into a plan with the GROW method. Receiving feedback is only half the work. The other half is knowing what to do with it. The GROW method, also from Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, gives you a framework for converting the feedback you receive into a clear, personal development plan. What it is designed for. GROW stands for Goal, Reality Options, and Way Forward. It is a structured approach to turning raw feedback into actionable next steps. It works equally well as a self-coaching tool and as a conversation framework with your manager. How it works. Number 1. G. Goal. Identify the development goal that the feedback points toward. What is the skill, behavior, or outcome you need to improve? Example in practice. Based on this feedback, my goal for the next quarter is to improve how I communicate project risks to senior stakeholders. Number 2. R. Reality. Be honest about your current situation. Where are you now, relative to that goal? What has been getting in the way? Example in practice. The reality is that I have been flagging risks in my update emails, but not following up in person when they are time sensitive. Number 3. O. Options. Generate 2 or 3 concrete options for closing the gap. Do not settle for the first idea. Example in practice. I could schedule a standing 5-minute call after each weekly update, or I could create a risk flag protocol that triggers a direct conversation when a risk exceeds a certain threshold. Number 4. W. Way forward. Choose one option and commit to a specific action with a timeline. Example in practice. My plan is to start the standing call this week and review whether it is working in my next one-on-one with you in 3 weeks. When to use it. Use GROW at the end of any feedback conversation, especially during performance reviews. It transforms a summary of past performance into a forward-looking development plan. For a full guide on applying GROW in a team context, see how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. When not to use it. GROW requires honest self-assessment. If you're in a defensive mindset immediately after receiving difficult feedback, give yourself an hour before working through the framework. Using it too quickly produces shallow goals. A quick example in practice. After a performance review, Claire uses GROW to respond to her manager's feedback that her project planning needs more discipline. She says, based on what you've shared, my goal is to improve my project planning. The reality is that I've let a few deadlines slip this year. My options are to take an online project management course, find a mentor in this area, or be more disciplined with our existing software. My plan is to start the course this week and schedule a weekly project review with you. Does that sound right to you? Her manager agrees. The feedback becomes a plan. Eamon's take. GROW is the difference between leaving a feedback conversation with a feeling and leaving with a direction. Use it every time. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Preparing for a high-stakes feedback request. Some feedback conversations carry more weight than others. Before a significant performance review, a promotion discussion, or a conversation where you need honest input on a difficult moment, you need more than a good question. You need preparation. What it is designed for. This preparation framework applies to high-stakes feedback conversations, where the stakes are high enough that an unprepared approach could damage either your relationship with your manager or your own credibility. How it works. Number 1. Prepare your break book. Before any significant feedback conversation, review your record of accomplishments from the period under discussion. This is what I call the brag book and Say It Right Every Time, a documented record of what you've done, with specific results. You are not boasting. You are ensuring the conversation is grounded in facts, not impressions. Number 2. Prepare your questions. Write down 2 or 3 specific questions you want answered. Vague questions produce vague answers. What do you think I should work on? Produces a different conversation than what was the one moment in Q3 where you wished I had handled something differently. Number 3. Prepare your mindset. Decide in advance that you will listen to understand, not to respond. This is harder than it sounds. When feedback stings, your instinct is to defend. The preparation is to remind yourself that the information, even if it is uncomfortable, is what you came for, when to use it. Use this preparation approach for any feedback conversation that matters, formal reviews, promotion discussions, or any conversation where you're asking about a specific failure or difficulty. For a full framework on preparing for difficult conversations, how to use the strong method to prepare before a high-stakes feedback conversation goes deeper on this, when not to use it. Casual, informal feedback requests do not need this level of preparation. Use it when the stakes justify the investment of time. A quick example in practice. Before his annual review, James spends 30 minutes reviewing his brag book: 3 major projects completed, 2 client relationships expanded, 1 process improvement that saved the team 4 hours a week. He writes 2 specific questions. He reminds himself that he will not defend anything until his manager has finished speaking. He walks in prepared. His manager, who expected to lead the conversation, is immediately engaged because James comes in with substance. Eamon's take. Preparation is not nervousness management. It is respect for the conversation you are about to have. Show up ready, and your manager will take the conversation seriously too. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best framework. You want structured, purposeful feedback from your manager value method. Your manager's feedback has been vague, and you need specifics SBI method to sharpen your request. You have received feedback and need to turn it into a development plan grow method. You are preparing for a formal performance review high-stakes preparation framework. You want to give clearer feedback to a peer or direct report SBI method. You need to structure a post-feedback growth conversation with your manager grow method. You are entering a promotion or salary conversation that includes feedback value method combined with high-stakes preparation. In some situations, more than one framework applies. A performance review might call for all 4: prepare with the brag book, use value to structure the conversation, use SBI to sharpen your questions, and close with grow to build a plan. That combination is not excessive. It is thorough. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using feedback frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite woodenly while your manager watches you tick boxes. Going through the motions without genuine listening. The listen step in value requires you to actually stop talking and absorb what you hear. If you are already planning your next sentence while your manager is speaking, the framework has failed before it has helped you. Asking for feedback without preparing your accomplishments first. Walking in without your brag book means the conversation defaults to impressions rather than evidence. Your manager cannot assess you accurately if neither of you can recall what you actually did. Using SBI to interrogate rather than to clarify. Asking, what specifically did I do wrong in that meeting? With a defensive tone turns a feedback tool into an argument. The framework requires genuine curiosity, not a cross-examination. Leaving the grow conversation without a specific commitment. I'll work on my communication is not a way forward. It is a wish. The framework requires a specific action, a timeline, and a follow-up moment. Treating feedback conversations as one-time events. A single feedback conversation is a data point. A pattern of regular, structured feedback conversations is a development system. Build the habit, not just the skill. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That road leads to paralysis, not progress. Number 1. Start with the value method in your next one-on-one. Before the meeting, spend 10 minutes writing down your value and 2 quantified accomplishments from the past month. Prepare 1 specific feedback question. That preparation alone will change the quality of the conversation. Number 2. Add SBI to sharpen your questions. Once you're comfortable with value, practice framing your feedback requests using situation, behavior, and impact. Notice how much more useful your manager's responses become when your questions are specific. Number 3. Use grow after every significant piece of feedback. Whether in a one-on-one or a formal review, end the conversation by building a goal, describing your reality, generating options, and committing to a way forward. Make it a habit, not an exception. Number 4. Build your brag book as an ongoing practice. Do not wait for a performance review to document your accomplishments. Keep a running record, even a simple list in a notebook, and update it every week. It will serve you in every feedback conversation, promotion discussion, and career advancing moment that follows. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The value method gives you a five-step structure for asking your manager for the specific, actionable feedback you actually need, rather than waiting for vague reassurance. Preparation is non-negotiable. Knowing your value and your accomplishments before a feedback conversation determines the quality of what comes out of it. Listening before speaking is the most powerful and most skipped step in any feedback conversation. Master it. The SBI method sharpens your feedback requests. GROW turns the responses into a clear development plan. Together, they make the value conversation complete. Feedback conversations should be a regular practice, not a quarterly event. The more often you have them, the easier and more useful they become. The full system for career advancing conversations, including scripts and frameworks, is covered in Chapter 7 and Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. If you want to extend these skills into the other direction, how to give feedback to your manager without damaging the relationship is a natural companion to this article. Under feedback conversations happen in meeting contexts, the role of communication in meeting success and meeting facilitation skills for managers show you how structure creates clarity in group settings too. The value method feedback approach is not a clever trick. It is a system you earn the right to use through preparation and practice. Start today. Frequently asked questions. What is the value method for feedback? The value method is a five-step feedback framework from Say It Right Every Time covering value, accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. It helps you structure a conversation with your manager so you ask for specific, useful feedback rather than vague reassurance or polite non-answers. How do you use the value method feedback approach with your manager? You prepare by clarifying your unique value and quantified accomplishments, then enter the conversation ready to listen before speaking. You acknowledge your manager's perspective before presenting yours, and you close by collaborating on a clear next step rather than simply receiving information and leaving. When should you ask your manager for feedback? The best time to ask for feedback is immediately after a significant project or milestone, when the work is fresh in both your minds. Avoid asking during high-pressure periods. Asking proactively, rather than waiting for a performance review, shows initiative and makes the feedback more specific and genuinely actionable. Why is asking for feedback better than waiting for it? Waiting for feedback puts you in a passive position where you receive whatever your manager chooses to share, which is often vague. Asking for feedback using a structured approach like the value method lets you direct the conversation toward what you genuinely need to improve and grow professionally. What makes feedback requests go wrong in the workplace? Most feedback requests fail because they are too broad. Asking how am I doing invites a polite non-answer. Effective feedback conversations require specificity, preparation, and the willingness to listen without defending yourself. Without structure, even well-intentioned managers struggle to give feedback that is genuinely useful. How does the value method feedback framework differ from just asking for a review? A standard review is a summary of past performance delivered on a set schedule, often with little input from you. The value method is an active, structured conversation you initiate and shape. It positions you as a participant in your own development, not a passive recipient of judgment. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.